Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to the New Africa Blog Talk Radio Show. The New Africa Business Association Blog Talk Radio Show of Washington, D.C. I am your host, Abdul Aziz Shaheed, and our other host,
Alal Mesnick Bynum.
You are invited to participate in the New Africa Business Association ongoing Blog Talk Radio Show. Our show is every Wednesday from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. What we do, the New Africa Business Association, we're an organization that network and market businesses. We market businesses to one another. We have businesses meet one another, network, introduce their products to one another, as well as introduce products to what we have on our website. And that's our website is the New Africa Business Association, and that's nabassc@gmail.com or the New Africa Business Association. And we have on our blog, on our web page, we also have a mall on there wherein the businesses that participate in the New Africa Business Association, which is a membership organization, the businesses that participate in our membership organization, they are advertised on our marketed on our website, and there you will find a number of businesses and the different products that they have that you can get at wholesale prices. Also, we work with a group called the Commonwealth Partnership Organization that Imam Tariq Abdul Mukmin is one of our co-hosts, and he represents that organization that deals with import and export. And they have numerous products that they import and export, from dresses, suits, all different types of items, as well as they can brand and market any product that you want to get made that is produced in China. That is part of what the New Africa Business Association offers you: contacts and marketing information that can put your business out there as well as get you established in business. One of the events that we want to tell you about that's coming up pretty soon, that's part of the New Africa Business Association and our ongoing network and marketing of African-American businesses that are part of the New Africa Business Association. Again, we are an organization that market African-American businesses. We have African-American businesses networked, and we also promote any African-American business anywhere in America. And we do also have New Africa Business Association in many states all throughout America. Wherein, once you become a member of our organization, you will have the ability to have your products marketed all over America. And we might say that our participation in an upcoming event is one of the reasons, an event that's going to be happening in Washington, D.C., this December 8th, 9th, and 10th. And I want you to save these dates, December 8th, 9th, and 10th. And this will be the Muslim Journal's 14th Annual Time to Be Grateful Awards Weekend in the nation's capital, Washington, D.C., at Masjid Muhammad. It'll be a special lineup of awardees, and cultural and interfaith exchanges are planned so that you get the full benefit of being in the nation's capital and to make our Muslim American presence known. The event will be taking place at the Hilton Crystal City Hotel in Alexandria, Virginia. That's on Crystal City Hilton Hotel in Arlington, Virginia. I mean, and that'll be at 2399 Jefferson Davis Highway. If you want to make arrangements for rooms there for the Time to Be Grateful conference, there's a number that you can call direct to the Hilton Crystal City Hotel there in Arlington, Virginia. And that number is 800-695-7551. That number is 800-695-7551. And when you call that number, tell them it's part of you calling in to see if you can still, if it's still available, that you can get a discount room at the Muslim Journal's Time to Be Grateful conference. And we're going to go to a commercial break, and we'll be back momentarily.
Natural Skincare by Karima with Shea Butter. We offer a great selection of 100% all-natural moisturizing creams for the face and body without preservatives. Also, check out our hair products. Order online and get them delivered to your home. Check out our new online shop at www.etsy.com. Search for Natural Skincare by KHB. For more information, visit us online at www.naturalskincarebykarima.com or email us at naturalskincarebykarima@gmail.com. Give us a call at 301-534-4475 or fax us at 240-318-3537. Try out our newest product, our peppermint foot rub, for a luxurious feeling your feet won't forget.
And welcome back to the show. Again, my name is Bilal Masadik Bynum. I'm one of your hosts here at New Africa Blog Talk Radio show here in the Washington metropolitan area. All of you who wish to participate in tonight's show, we invite you to call in, and our call-in number for those who wish to participate and join us into our show this evening, that call-in number would be 657-383-1372. Again, that number is 657-383-1372. And we try to, of course, at this time of the year, our biggest emphasis is, of course, the large amount of monies that are going to be spent during this season that we are in, and the huge amount of marketing and consumer spending that that is already going on. We know that within just a few hours, once they started the so-called Black Friday, that was the Friday right after Thanksgiving. I think it was even before Friday came. It was
Thanksgiving started. Thanksgiving evening.
Yeah, 4 hours. I think with the four-hour period until the Friday started, they had made over $1 billion. And I think it was over a four-hour period. So that just gives you an idea of the huge amount of monies and cash flow that is going on during these holiday seasons. And, of course, we want to be in on those markets. So, again, we have our wholesale directors, Imam Mukman. He's a part of our continuing broadcasting. And so he will always be with us. Anyone who ever have any questions on the wholesale marketing, and of course, as new products come in, Brother Mookman will get a chance to definitely tell most of you about those products. Tonight, we're going to, as soon as our experts come into play, but until we hear from our experts, our topics tonight is going to be what business folks and all others should know, and that is the president, they passed a tax bill, and this tax bill is something that the community definitely needs to be informed of. So that's why we have some experts coming in, tax experts, and also those not only are those in the tax, but also the estate planners who can tell you some of the changes that are also going on as far as your estate is concerned. So we try to, the New Africa Business Association, like I said, our emphasis is to grow and stimulate the business community. But at the same time, when we see there's information, especially political information, that needs to be announced to the community, we certainly will do that also. So business is our emphasis, but politics, we know, is something that we need to control just as much as we need to control our businesses. Both of them is what makes a community independent. So with that said, we will we're waiting on our guest speaker to come. Ms. Baker, are you with us? Okay, she's probably preparing to still come on, but in the meantime, Brother Mookman, are you with us? Brother Mookman, are you with us? Okay, let me just see if we can do this. And I'll see if we, let me see. Okay. All right, let's try it again. Brother Mookman, Assalamu Alaikum, are you with me now?
Wa alaikum assalam.
Assalamu alaikum, my brother.
Okay.
How you?
We're waiting on
how
our
you
special
all?
Guest.
Oh, good, good. Alhamdulillah.
We're waiting on our special guest to come in, Brother Mookman. Of course, we're going to be talking about the president's tax cuts. But until these tax accountants and whatever you come on, we're going to continue with our regular marketing conversation. Any good news, any up-to-dates that you need to share with us at this time?
You know, I don't know if I mentioned this the other week, but I'm going to be a co-host on American Muslim 360 Blog Talk Radio. That will be starting probably before the year is out. Addressing economic and community development. We have yet to choose a name for our show, but it's along that format that they already got set up. And yes, we will be talking about developing entrepreneurs in conjunction with having products available by way of all of the manufacturers in China that will also private label any of the merchandise that you want to purchase. They also will manufacture anything that you have conceived or want manufactured. And yes, we do have monies available, about 11 different categories of monies that's available to finance your business, be it a restaurant, for equipment financing. If you're in the medical field, you're opening up an office, there's medical equipment financing, cash advance, accounts receivable. And I'm not looking at those categories as I speak, but it's there. They're not currently loaded up, uploaded on the website yet, but they will be uploaded on that website. And if anyone have any further questions, they can call me at 228-209-2877. That's 228-209-2877 to find out more about Commonwealth Partners and what we have available for you that's seeking to go into business and seeking to get products. So I'm going to end right there.
So, Brother Mookman, Brother Imam, you're saying that you're going to be able to give people the opportunity to not only get into a business, but also have the ways and means for them to get financing to start a business also?
Yes, sir. That is 100% correct. 100% correct.
Okay. Well, again, Brother Imam, like I said, this will be a continuing informative a subject that we're going to stay on throughout these, especially during these holiday seasons, because we want to get as much of this market that is flowing right now as we possibly can. But right now, we're going to turn our attention over to our special guest this evening. Miss Baker, are you with us? Hello, Miss Baker. Are you with us?
Yes, this is Gina Baker.
How are you doing this evening, Miss Baker? I'll go ahead and introduce you, and then you can take it from there. Again, Miss Baker, thanks so much for coming on and sharing your time with us. We know how busy you are. And Miss Baker is out of the Atlanta area at the time. She's originally from the Washington, D.C. area, and she has done business in this area for many years. So those of you down in the Atlanta area, or that particular area right now, you're fortunate you have a very professional a person down there that you can do business with. But Miss Baker, of course, the president approved his tax bill. And this tax bill, we want to know is there any favorable things in it for any of us, whether we're business or private or just whoever we are? Just what is this tax bill telling us, and what should we look out for as far as some of the new changes?
Well, the tax bill itself is going to be a big change, one of the biggest changes that we ever had, where people are, some of the deductions and some of the exemptions that we had gotten used to are no longer going to exist. One of the things that... one of the things that they're looking at is to change the tax bracket. We have 7 tax brackets right now, 10% to 39.6%. In about being that down to just three tax brackets, which that's the significant. Depends on how they structure those tax brackets. And of course, they're structural, where it's probably to their advantage. the new rate is 12%, 25%. So you can see already it's 10% that I said, so it's already going up.
Ms. Baker, right at that point, when you say the new rates are 25%, what are the tax bracket rates as we speak before the new rates went into effect for corporations?
Well, I'm not talking about corporations. I'm talking about personal tax brackets. It's 7 personal tax brackets, and they range from 10% to 39.6%. So, what they're doing is they're going to take and bring it down to the 3 tax brackets. As the question said, how you are, and you'll be taxed at 12%, 29%, or 33%.
Again,
so
that's 12%.
25% or 33%.
Okay.
So you can already see that the lowest bracket in which we have right now, 10%, they're already going up 2% because they're starting out at 12%. So if we consolidate down to 3, it's already going up 2%. Our pay is 10%, 12%. So with that, with us going into 23 rates, it's probably affect everybody because it depends on which bracket you were in.
So at that point, let me just ask you then, at that lowest bracket, 12%, we're saying mm-hmm. that a person who is retired, that's the lowest bracket now, and that has increased from 10% to 12%, and you're saying,
right.
so actually, a person who is retired, their taxes just went up 2%.
Yes.
Everyone's taxes just went up 2%.
Well, it depends on where you are, because remember I said the bracket in between is 10%, and it goes all the way up to 39.6%. So it's gonna depend on your exemption. Well, not your exemption, because they're getting rid of that. Your write-offs and all that stuff as to this is going to actually in one of those brackets.
Well, Ms. Baker, right there, you just mentioned the word that the exemptions are, and I know that's one of but you just mentioned the word exemptions are going to be eliminated. So if exemptions are eliminated, how do I get into a lower bracket?
Well, the only way that you're going to get into a lower bracket is that they're going to offer everybody a standard deduction. Your standard deduction is going to increase.
Cut it off and go eat. Okay. So
they're gonna increase the standard deduction. Right now, the normal person, I mean, most people that buy a house, pretty much itemize. With this new standard deduction, it might be high enough where you don't have to itemize. Okay, so it's sort of tricky in a particular sense that itemization is probably going to be geared toward more of the rich people.
What's the high standard deduction?
The standard deduction for a single filer will double. So instead of $6,350, it'll be $15,000.
Okay.
And then the same thing with married filing jointly, it's going to increase to $30,000.
Okay.
Okay, so if you take the standard, which standard probably is the most, where people are going to be, the most middle class people are going to be, if you can itemize, if you can write off more than $30,000, then you can... then you can go the other way, which you can itemize. But even if you try to itemize, you're going to be capped. It's subject to cap, you know, where it cuts off. You can't itemize for more than this, no more than a certain amount, based upon your income.
And so what is the high cap?
Well, for married filing jointly, it's $200,000, and single, it's $100,000.
Now, when you say itemizer, we talk about the business. We're talking about the itemization form where business folks use. We're talking about standard deduction. Am I doing a Schedule C?
Okay, no, we're talking about on your personal side, when you do your personal tax.
Okay.
Okay, the personal tax, that's where all the big change is coming from, on your personal side, which as a business is still going to affect you, you know, depending on, you know, what type of entity you are. but the personal side of it is going to affect everybody.
Yes.
Okay, so that's why I'm talking about that more, because way you do taxes is going to change. They're and with them, okay, I'm going to increase the standard deduction, so they're going to eliminate exemption. Because I'm increasing your standard deduction. So I'm going to get rid of the exemption altogether. But just like I said, it depends on if you own a house, if you do charitable contributions and all that stuff, will you ever reach the $30,000? Or you can look at your taxes from last year to see what you actually did as an itemized deduction. And the type and the way that you file. Because another category that they're getting rid of is head of household. They're getting rid of that category too. So most head of household just fall into being single.
So before they got rid of the head of household, one could take head of household deductions, and they still could do a standard deduction. Is that true?
Yes.
But now they're saying they're going to eliminate the head of household deduction, and you can only do a standard deduction.
Because if they're changing the rates and they're changing the structure of the tax rate, they're just getting rid of that whole category as head of household, as to how much the head of household category would pay in taxes. They're just getting rid of that whole section. Because that head of household was lower than single. If you filed single, you paid the most taxes ever. But if you filed head of household, meaning, you know, you're claiming you're claiming a child or exemption or something like that, then you paid less taxes. But now they're getting rid of that whole head of household, part of it. It's just not even going to be a part. So therefore, a person that was filing head of household, they would probably have to sound single.
From what I'm hearing from you, Ms. Baker, I don't see how my taxes is not increasing. What I do here.
Especially if I'm in
a higher income situation.
Well, I mean, we haven't got the business part of it, but personal side of it affects everybody.
I'm staying on the personal side. I know we haven't gotten to the business side because I don't want to jump ahead of anything, but just from these standard deductions that I'm hearing from you, I think there's some beautiful business things that I'm getting ready to hear from you. But again, I want you to tell me about it. I'm not a tax person. But so far, a person who is on a standard deduction, especially single, I just do not see where your taxes are not going up. I just don't see a way around it, especially for the higher income.
Well, just like I said, if you talk about breaking down your tax structure from 7 tax brackets to 3, somebody's taxes is going up.
Call in.
That's only logical. And we already know that the people that are presently paying the 10%, we already know they're going to go up too. So if you're in between there, you could possibly go up too. So it just depends on, just like you're saying, some of these other parameters that you think will affect that. which would be your...
I was going to say, are we going to be divided up into different, money categories, you know, income categories? Is this going to be based on your income, the different 12, 25, and 32%?
Yeah, all of it will be based on your income. Whatever that adjusted income comes out to be, minus your standard deduction, then that's when you get into the new tax rate, which would be 12%, 25%, or 33%.
So right now we don't know who's going to actually get that.
Well, right now, and just like I know you're hearing on the news, it's going to affect everybody. It's going to affect everybody.
Well,
so
if you're in the 100, if let's say you make $100,000, what percentage category would that put you in, as far as you know?
Well, see, you can make 100, but it's just like, what are your write-offs? Right now we have the write-offs, which is the standard deduction or the itemized deduction. So it depends on if you have a house, if you have kids, that's where we are today. If you have $100,000, yeah, so that brings it down. That helps bring that $100,000 down.
Okay.
But now where we are, changing some of those parameters to, okay, we're not going to have head of household, so we're getting rid of that whole structure of taxes that we had in the past. We're increasing the single filer standard deduction to $15,000. You're increasing the whole standard deduction part of is increasing. So if you look at your taxes and you're married filing jointly, and you optimize that and said, okay, I had $15,000 on my Schedule A. Well, in this new way to do it, it is better for you to take the standard deduction because you get $30,000. So therefore, you're not writing. You're not writing off the mortgage interest on your house, the real estate taxes, which they're getting rid of that too, and they're getting rid of you writing off the state taxes that you pay. So.
Wow. So, taxes are increasing.
Yeah.
Taxes are increasing. I don't see it any other way.
That's what I'm telling you.
Taxes are increasing. Miss Baker also.
It doesn't matter how you look at it, with them getting rid of so much and then
that's
making
right.
everything sort of kind of standard,
hello?
You're still going to be paying more. More taxes.
Yes. Miss Baker, our state planner is on with us, Miss Attorney Williams. She's joining us. Miss Williams, just like I am doing, I ask you to just join in and input whatever you need to tell us, especially as towards the estate taxes. So, Miss Baker, you continue if you would. Miss Baker, if you would, now this here alternative. Maximum taxes. I mean the ultimate minimum taxes. What is that?
Yeah, that's the ATM tax. And what they used to do, that was extra tax that they taxed on to people that made a lot of money. They're getting rid of that. They're getting rid of that.
Now, what do you mean the people who made a lot of money? Hold on. I'm sorry. Are we talking about now just again individual taxes?
Well, that's what I'm saying. And this is individual taxes. Like once you go through the standard, once you go through the exemptions, and then you still have a income. They look at that income. If that income is too high based on the taxes that you paid, that you had taken out, they tax you again.
My goodness.
Okay, but they're getting rid of that. They're getting rid of that.
Okay. Now,
what about the exemptions?
The exemptions, they're getting rid of exemptions too.
Yeah, the tax is going up. Now, Ms. Baker, if you would,
yes.
I understand that the president has it as to where corporations have a cap as to where their bracket is a 20% bracket. Is that true?
Well, the corporation tax will change from 20%. And we're talking about corporations and just corporations. I'm talking about a corporation that does the 1120S, which is a straight corporation. They're going from 35% to 20%. The sole proprietors and the pass-throughs, such as the S-Corp, their maximum is going to be 25%.
Okay. Now, let me get the sort of say that it for me again. I got most of it, but in order to ask the proper question, say that again. Repeat that again, Ms. Baker, please.
Corporation, your big corporations like Pepsi Cola and all these big corporations, their actual tax rate is going down from 35% to
20%. Okay, now right there, I have a question.
Then you have to look at your sole proprietors, your partnerships, your S corp. Their maximum is going to be 25%.
25%. Okay, I am in this 25% tax bracket, and I'm one of the Fortune 500s. At this bracket, can I still do a Schedule C? Is there any limits on what I can write off?
Well, I haven't seen anything that they're changing as far as your deductions.
So again, you're telling me that I can bring my tax bracket down as low as 5% or 3% from my itemizations?
Well, the itemization is on the personal side. You can't mix the two. I mean, you do mix the two on the return, but the itemization is in your personal side of the taxes.
Okay. Well, maybe I said it wrong. Let me just say, maybe I said it wrong. In other words, I got a 25% tax bracket, and I am doing a Schedule C is where I am going to do a write-offs. I got write-offs that can bring my bracket down to as low as 5 or 3%. Is that possible?
No. I don't think so.
No, you're still going to be taxed. Whatever. I mean, if you have a loss on your Schedule C, you're going to pay nothing.
That's
but
what I'm saying.
If you have a profit, it's still going to be taxed at 25%.
Of that profit?
Yes.
So, again, I might be paying lower taxes. I made $25 million. I could be paying lower taxes than the guy that made $50,000.
But that's only on one side. That's on the side of the business. You got to roll. Once you do that, then you roll the business into the personal. It depends on the type of income. It depends on the type of. If you're a Schedule C, it's got to roll into your personal.
But as far as my corporation, I am saying, not getting into my personal, but my cooperation, I got a $25 million, and my cooperation, I might be paying, after my expenses, I might be paying less taxes than I would be if I made a salary to myself of $100,000.
Well, if you're a corporation, and that's where you have to get into entities. If you're a corporation stands on its own.
Yes.
Okay, my point is that
these, take someone like our president. Our president, by lowering this tax bracket from where it was presently, like you said, up to about 33%. And if I can drop it down to 25%, and I'm just speaking as a businessman and putting myself in a position where I got the same kind of money as the president. So I'm talking about myself thinking I got the president's money. And so if I can take my bracket, presently 33%, and if I can drop it down to the 25% that I am proposing and that just had passed, and now if I have tax itemized deductions, I actually might be paying taxes of around 5% from the billions that was proposed to me. I may have paid before this tax bill passed. In other words, I just saved myself a whole bunch of money.
Well, you got to have a lot of deductions, though. I mean, I think on your corporation, if I'm not right, correct me if I'm wrong, you have to have the deductions so that it doesn't show you made any money.
Take the money and you still have the expenses to deduct. But it depends on how you're set up as an entity as to how that happens. Because right now the sole proprietor is basically paying, and these LLCs right now is basically paying about 31%. So they're bringing that down to 25%.
Okay. Before we go any further, I know we got a whole lot of folks on the telephone. Let's see, we may have some questions from our general public. Anyone who have questions for our two experts, Ms. Baker and Ms. Williams. Ms. Baker is our accounting expert. Ms. Williams is specialized in estate planning probate. So any questions for either one of those? And of course, I am here. I am a financial planner. Any questions you may have for any of us, the mics are open for anyone who have a question.
I have one for Ms. Baker. Ms. Baker. Hello, Ms. Baker?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, I got a couple who make about $250,000 a year. They don't basically have any deductions, to tell you the truth, but they do have a house. It's their second house. It's not rented. Can they use that house, though they're not living in it? It's like their second house. They're not living in it. It's not rented. Can they make some deductions if they do repairs and stuff?
You can only deduct when they can save all those receipts until you rent. You can't write off the actual expenses, but you can write off the loan. If they still have a loan against that house and they're paying the interest, you can write off all that part, but you can't write off the repairs and all that stuff until you actually rent it.
Okay, all right. That answers that question.
So,
anyone
who Ms. Baker, before we go too further, you and Ms. Williams, both of you, please give your information where the general public can contact either one of you, because our time is getting short and it's very important. We know we can't have the two of you. We're not privileged with the two of you that often. So please give us some information as to where we can contact you after the show if needed.
Go ahead, Ms. Baker.
Ms. Baker, we'll start with you.
My company is Baker Financial Services, LLC. I'm now located in Atlanta, Georgia. My website is BakerFinancialSDCS.com. And I can be reached at 301-332-6015.
Okay, Ms. Williams?
Yes. I'm located in Maryland. Our office will perform legal services for D.C. and Maryland. My telephone number is 301-341-5577. My email address is facw@verizon.net.
And I want to tell the audience that Ms. Williams and Ms. Baker are a part of the New Africa Business Association. So anytime that you, they are officials of this association. So anytime you cannot get them directly, of course, you can always call the station or call email the Business Association, and information will be given directly to them. Ms. Baker and Ms. Williams, Ms. Baker, and I'm going to get back to you, but I do want to also talk about the president of the Consumers Protection Agency. There was, of course, we know the Obama's administration put some protections there for the public after that crash in 2008. And of course, we're, those protections was to ensure that that crash wouldn't happen again. But of course, now we are back with the situation where the director has retired in some of the formats that he had put into place for his replacement has been overruled by the courts, and the Obama's administration is in charge until the Senate can put into a full-time person. So at this time, regulations are out the door. And as a financial planner, of course, I was going to start talking about the volatility of the markets and what I expect, and talk about some of the safeties as to where you should be putting your monies. But many of these things, nothing has happened in the market. I mean, there's a serious cash flow. The markets are going very good. As a matter of fact, that's why I'm wondering, why would we want to change anything as far as a system that is working fine? As a matter of fact, last Friday, the markets, the S&P went up to 2,500 points. It has never been that high in its history. So, again, the residuals of the stimulus package of the Obama's administration from 2008. My question is, why would you want to stop so much success and now go back to deregulating? And the same deregulations is the reason we had the crash in the first place. Any of you who have any comments on that, of course, that's another subject that has been interjected into tonight's program. So, Ms. Baker or Ms. Williams, any comments that you wish to continue to make on your subject or on, like I said, the Consumers Protection Agency?
Well, I think this is Shalor Williams again. I got another question for Ms. Baker. Ms. Baker, on that, on filing those taxes and deducting that second, what form would they put the second interest on?
I can't.
They're still gonna have
the A, but it's gonna be just like it is now. It's just like you have to look. Do you have enough fund there, basically, on the Schedule A, which standard deduction isn't increasing.
I do want to say that a lot of people are waiting on estate planning. It's a moment of estate planning. A lot of people are waiting to file to write their will for their parents when it's a bit too late. A lot of people are waiting to do health care directives when it's too late. I mean too late when the person who it is for does not know it's happening. So I would like to take, not tonight, but our next Wednesday, Mr. Baker, I really want to talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Mr. Bynum, I really want to talk about that.
Well, you just heard it from the president of our association, so this broadcast will be a continuation. Miss Williams, from your request, I mean, who can refuse the president? So we look forward to continuing our conversation. As a matter of fact, I see where there is a need to continue this conversation because, again, brothers and sisters, this is what the New Africa Business Association was formed on. It was formed by the five of us, the five professional persons that you're hearing from right now, years ago, because we know that we have vital information that the normal public is maybe pretty hard for you to get. That is when it comes to estate planning, when it comes to taxation, and when it comes to financial planning and retirement planning. So here it is, and this is for not only a personal, but also for business. And so this time of year is a wonderful time to hear from these professionals, and I'm glad to hear that they're coming on, giving us their time, and they're asking to come on and give us their time by all means. So, brothers and sisters, those of you, we're still going to give you a few moments to ask questions. We still have a few moments, but I would ask you to spread the word because of the information that you're getting tonight. If you was to come into one of our offices, a lot of this information, you would be paying a lot of monies per hour just to be informed on. Tonight is absolutely free. So it will be a continuation of this show. And at this time, I'm going to open up the mic. Let's start off with, first of all, Brother Emile Mookman. Brother Emile Mookman, introduce and tell us more. Brother Emile Mookman, like I said, he's a part, and he's going to be a continuing part of our programs because of the wholesale marketing opportunities that he can bring. Brother Mookman, any comments before we close?
No, sir. Just again, if anyone have any questions concerning how to get a distributorship with us at Commonwealth Partners, and because again we have brokered a deal with the manufacturers in China to get that merchandise and our products and to get things private label for you or manufactured for you. You can reach me at 228-209-2877. Thank you.
And with that said, now I'm going to leave the mics open. Any comments? Anyone have questions for any of our guests? The mics are open. Any comments? I see we have guests. Let's go to Delaware. Look like I see a 302 number there. Any comments for our guests?
Yeah, I do have a question. Did I hear earlier that head of households no longer going to be an option when we file taxes? Only single?
They're getting rid of that whole section of filing, meaning that it was not on the tax return. You would have to file probably a single. So.
Okay, thank you.
You know, that's what I mean by taxes just simply going up. You cannot file head of household anymore.
Well, they're just getting rid of that because had a household was a part of the tax, part of the taxes that was a little bit lower than, it was lower than single. So they're just getting rid of that whole section because they're also getting rid of exemptions. So they're forcing everybody to either choose standard deduction or itemized, or both if you can. But most people, just like I said, you really have to, if you take a look at your last year's taxes, your Schedule A, and see what that amount is, you might end up having to stand deductions because it might not, that might be the better choice versus itemizing.
If they put back the state, taking away the state and local tax, but you still got to pay state and local tax, so you don't save at all.
Well, they're not letting you write it. They're not letting you write it off. It's not a write off anymore. Therefore, it's going to lower your Schedule A. Your Schedule A is going to be less.
That's right. But where at one point you would help yourself by making that a deduction, you still gotta pay the state. So you're gonna pay more either way.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I got to say. It's designed for us to pay more, and that's where we're going to. But that was just like a long time ago. They used to let us fight off credit card interest and car interest, and they took those away.
That's right. Okay. That's right.
So now they're taking away the taxes and the property taxes that you have, your house. They're taking that away. The only thing that you will have left on that Schedule A, if you decide to itemize, would be your mortgage interest, your charitable contribution.
Well, now let me ask, I think I'm right on this as well. They're also taking away the premiums, but if you are in long care health plan, they're taking away your a nursing home, they're taking away what you pay each month for the nursing home, aren't they?
For long term care, I haven't seen that one yet.
No, what I'm saying is now you can deduct a certain amount for medical expenses. If you're paying a fee for long term care in a nursing home and doctor's care, you can add that up and deduct that. I think they might be taking that away.
But most people don't qualify for the medical section anyway because it's capped at 7.5% of your income.
But most people
never get that. The only reason why you would get the medical part of that, you would have to be real.
So, brothers and sisters, you got to come back next week. We only have about 60 seconds. We thank these professionals for coming on. They'll be back with us next Wednesday. So, Ms. Williams, Ms. Baker, give everybody your number again. And thanks so much, and we'll see everyone right back here next Wednesday from 7 to 8 p.m. Remember what one can do, the many of us.
Go ahead, Ms. Baker.
Okay, Zena Baker, Baker Financial Services. My number is 301-332-6015.
Shalor Williams, 301-341-5577.
And again, Bilal Bynum, along with my co-host,
Abdullah Z. Shaheed,
saying thanks so much for listening in, and we'll see you next Wednesday at the same time in the same place. As-salamu alaykum.
Girl, you're watching me. you're all I see. To look in your direction, and it appears that you're paying no attention. But soon as I walk away, I can feel your eyes all over me. Your eyes tell me something's going on. I catch your glance, I catch your smile. Thinking that this is love. I've been there before. Don't wanna go back to heartache and pain. I know where it's at. I'm giving to you. I'm being fair. What you're giving to me, I'm giving the love that I have to someone special. That might be you. If you're deserving, able to share, we'll be together anywhere. I don't care. I'm giving to you, girl. What you're giving to me. Oh. I close my eyes, I'm thinking about you. And all night long I'm tossing and turning. Sweet words you whispered left my heart burning. Inside me, wow. I must get a hold of myself. Love.
see you.